China has responded to the 145% tariff on goods it ships here with 125% tariffs of its own on U.S. goods. That and the threat of tariffs on other countries, some on hold now for 90 days, has helped lead to a plunge in consumer confidence. Virginia Tech Associate Professor of Economics Jadrian Wooten on whether a recession is possible.
Economists like to present sort of both sides of the story. There are relatively few things that nearly all professional economists agree on. And one of those things that we almost universally agree on is the impact of tariffs and that tariffs raise prices of product for everyday people.
So what are the key indicators that a recession is possible?
High interest rates could possibly lead to a recession. Decreased spending could lead to a recession. Lots of people being laid off. What is going to sort of cause a recession is really people's behavior and businesses' behavior when it comes to spending money. So a recession in the United States broadly means that the economy is receding. We are not producing as much stuff as we did before. We could not produce as much as we did before because businesses are not producing as much, or it could come from consumers not buying as much, so then businesses are not producing as much.
The latest University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index fell to its lowest level since the pandemic, down 34% over the last year alone. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.